From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council Tuesday voted to condemn North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches. The council is threatening to take what it called further significant measures if necessary. It called North Korea's launch Monday of three missiles a grave violation of the North's international obligations. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. strategic rebalance will endure for the long term. In a speech in Vientiane, Laos on Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the Asia-Pacific region will become even more important in the century ahead.
America's interest in the Asia-Pacific is not new. It's not a passing fad. It reflects fundamental national interests. And in the United States, across the political spectrum, there's widespread recognition that the Asia-Pacific will become even more important in the century ahead, both to America and to the world.
The president addressed an estimated 1,000 people in the National Cultural Hall in Laos. The World Health Organization says it is changing its Zika virus advice, telling travelers that anyone who has visited a place experiencing an outbreak should practice safe sex or abstinence for 6 months. The United Nations Health Agency released a new guideline Tuesday, revising guidance from June that advised men to practice safe sex or abstain for 8 weeks after a trip to Zika-infested locations. The Turkish military says two of its soldiers have been killed and five wounded in fighting with the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Turkey's Hurriyet Daily News says the fight took place near the town of Al-Rai, on the 14th day of military operations in northern Syria. This is VOA News. 9 weeks from Election Day, the U.S. presidential contest between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump appears to have narrowed to a virtual dead heat. Speaking to reporters on her plane, Clinton again questioned her opponent's fitness to serve as president.
I think there is so much in his political and public life that deserves to be examined. I am going to concentrate on what will affect the American people were he ever to get anywhere near the White House, because as I've said repeatedly, he is unqualified to be president and temperamentally unfit to be commander-in-chief.
Campaigning Tuesday, Donald Trump suggested that Russian President Vladimir Putin, who some have suggested favors him, would actually love to see a Clinton victory.
Putin looks at Hillary Clinton and he smiles. Boy, would he like to see her. That would be easy. Because just look at her decisions. Look how bad her decisions have been. Virtually every decision she's made has been a loser.
A CNN ORC poll Tuesday showed Trump edging ahead of Clinton by a 45% to 43% margin, while a collection of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics gives her about a 3 percentage point lead. A Pennsylvania judge has set next June 5th as the date for the sexual assault trial of American comedian Bill Cosby. Cosby and his lawyers appeared at a hearing Tuesday in another effort to avoid bringing the criminal case to trial or having it moved out of the Philadelphia suburbs where his alleged crimes took place. Cosby is accused of sexually assaulting a college basketball team manager in his home in 2004. European Union observers in Gabon say there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed President Ali Bongo narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping. The EU observer mission to Gabon is questioning results from Upper Agugu province, a Bongo stronghold where the incumbent president officially won 95% of the votes with a 99% voter turnout. The opposition has said the vote tallies in the province were inflated. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi will visit the U.S. next week. The visit comes as the U.S. considers lifting or easing more of the sanctions against the Southeast Asian nation. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said NATO membership remains a strategic goal and an unwavering course for his country. Speaking to lawmakers at the opening of Ukraine's new parliament session Tuesday, Mr. Poroshenko said his government has reached an unprecedented and very close level of cooperation with alliance measures. He said cooperation with NATO will continue to rise, expand, and deepen until Ukraine fully meets the membership criteria. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.